Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Monday, the 2nd of December. Coming up, man admits killing 39-year-old near bridge. Gillingham through to third round of FA Cup.
I thought the intensity of our play, particularly in the first half, it just blew them away, and I thought we were absolutely excellent.
But the competition's over for Maidstone and Dover.
It is what it is. We've done ever so well to come so far. We know we was never going to win this.
Gutted that we didn't get through. We knew it was going to be a tough one because of the team we was playing.
Kent Online News.
A man accused of killing a man in Medway has admitted manslaughter. Ish has the details.
The body of 39-year-old Peter Beale from Sittingbourne was found near Rochester Bridge in September last year. Levi Webb, who's 23 and from Scholars Rise in Strood, was cleared of murder at a trial earlier this year, but a jury failed to reach a verdict of manslaughter. He's now pleaded guilty before a retrial got underway. Another man, 29-year-old Billy Dole from Chorister Close in Hoo, admitted murder in March. He's in custody and will be sentenced at a later date.
Elsewhere today, a man in his 70s has died after a car caught alight outside a supermarket in Maidstone. Police, paramedics and firefighters were called to Morrison's off Sutton Road just before 4:30 this morning. Officers say it's not being treated as suspicious. A man's been arrested after a woman told police she was sexually assaulted in Margate. Officers taped off part of Poets' Corner following the attack, which is said to have happened in the early hours of yesterday. A third man's been charged after £25,000 in cash was stolen from a security guard in Medway. It happened as the G4S worker was delivering money to NatWest in Raynham High Street in September. Last month, two men were jailed for a total of almost 10 years for their involvement. A 38-year-old from London is due at Crown Court later this month, accused of robbery.
Kent Online reports.
Armed police have been called to Faversham after a man with a blade apparently stole someone's phone. It happened in Barnes Close yesterday afternoon. A local man was arrested on suspicion of robbery. There's going to be a review of weed killers being used in Medway after claims they cause harm to animals. Several pet owners have contacted the council to say their dogs have become unwell or even had to be put down after coming into contact with chemicals at parts of the towns. Contractors say the weed killer they use is approved by the DEFRA, but council bosses have asked for them to be banned until a more detailed report's released later this month. It's feared building more students' flats in Canterbury could lead to slower traffic in the city because extra people will be using a traffic light crossing to get over the road. There are plans for a six-storey, 224-bed block in Rhodes Town, not far from the crossing outside the police station. Bus operators are worried about the congestion it could cause, while developers say the surrounding footpath won't be inundated with students and reckon it'll lead to just one extra pedestrian crossing per minute at peak times.
Kent Online News.
Residents on a housing estate in Aylsham are accusing developers of literally leaving them in the dark by failing to install street lighting. Now, Persimmon Homes customers have started a petition saying it's left roads and paths dangerous to navigate. A spokesman for the company says the development has been built in line with planning consents, which don't include street lighting, but they're now working with the council to find a solution. There's a warning for bikers to keep their vehicles safe after two were stolen in Ramsgate. The motorcycles were taken from College Road and Station Approach Road last Monday and Tuesday. Officers say the thefts could be linked. And developers behind plans for a £13 million tourist attraction at a lake in Medway have revealed more details about what would be there. We told you last week how the Blue Lake at a former cement works in Upper Halling could be turned into a water sports facility. It's now been revealed it would include two zip wires across the 70-acre lake, a nature reserve and an urban beach. It's due to be considered by planning bosses in January.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and Gillingham are through to the third round of the FA Cup for the second year in a row. They put in a dominant performance to beat Doncaster Rovers 3-0 at Priestfield yesterday afternoon. We'll find out who the Gills will be facing next when the draw's made this evening, with the Premier League sides coming in at this stage. Assistant manager Paul Rayner told us what he thought of their performance.
I thought particularly first half, dominant. We said to the boys before, we showed them videos of how good that Doncaster are with the ball, how fluid they are, how adventurous they are. And we just said to the guys, we've got to get about them, we've got to stop them playing, we've got to stop it at source. And I thought the intensity of our play, particularly in the first half, it just blew them away. And I thought we were absolutely excellent. We've been drawn into the guys. Our game's got to be about intensity, about putting teams under pressure. And we got the rewards for that today. I thought they were magnificent. Yeah, I wouldn't like to play against Brandon Hamlin. He's a real handful. He's got such pace and such power. We all know he needs a little bit of composure, but he's still a young man. He's still learning. But with the power and the pace he's got, he's going to get chances. He's going to continue to get chances. And I thought, delighted for him to get the goal today. Delighted. He certainly deserved that. But a real mention for Mika Mandron as well. He put a real shift in. He dropped in and around the midfield as well. He gave us numbers behind the ball, you know, to stop them playing. And he put a real shift in as well. So credit to him as well. But credit to all the boys. As I say, I thought, to a man, I thought we were excellent. And against a very good Doncaster side. You know, Jack's come in, he's done extremely well, but he's been well marshalled by Max. Max is a real leader back there. Conor Ogilvie's playing extremely well. Barry Fuller, he gives you everything he's got. And delighted for Jack Bonham, that's what goalkeepers thrive on, is clean sheets. And that's what we thrive on as a team as well, innit? With that pace and power up top, and keeping clean sheets as well, then the omens are good. Tommy's, he can play anywhere. He can play centre-half, he can play left-back, he can play as a midfield player. He's very versatile. That was one of the things in our thoughts when we brought Tommy in. We've not got massive depth in our squad, so his versatility was absolutely crucial. Yeah, dominant performance. And as I say, it really highlighted they're a very good side. They play some terrific football, but we stifled them. We just didn't let them play, which is credit to the boys. Real effort. And let's see who we get tomorrow night. It's in the lap of the gods, isn't it? We all want a big one, whether it's home and away, your Tottenham's, your Manchester United, Manchester City's. Let's hope, fingers crossed, that we get a big one. But it's in the lap of the gods. It's a draw, so we'll take what we get. But fingers crossed. The main thing is we're in there and we've put a good performance on, which is great.
Elsewhere, Maidstone are out of the FA Cup after losing 3-1 to Blackpool. The Stones were 1-0 up at half time, but an own goal was quickly followed by two more from the home side. Head coach Hakan Hayrettin says it all happened very fast.
5 minutes of madness, wasn't it? I can't even put my finger on it, but it was obviously a combination of what we believe. The first goal was an own goal, I believe, but still, I don't know if we tried to play offside, and it came undone, and really the second one just got in behind us. But it's 5 minutes of madness. If you take that out of the game, I thought we were a credit. I thought we'd done ever so well against a very, very good team, who, if you look at their stats, November's probably been their best month. So we can't take nothing away from them, and I thought the boys were a credit to the club. We should have dealt with it better. We didn't. I think some of our players tried to play offside, and he's crossed the ball, and it's a deflection. I think it was an own goal, wasn't it, the first one? Own goal. But the next two, we've got to do a lot better. I mean, Joel shouldn't be running out with the ball the third one. Even at 2-1, we've still got a chance. To come in and do what we did was take the 5 minutes out of the game. I thought we were brilliant. We actually spoke at half-time how important the next 10 minutes of the game. The next 10 minutes will decide the fate of the game. I don't think we dealt with it pretty well. In fact, it was not good by even our standards, the way we defended, and we paid the price. He's got him behind on the left-hand side. He's crossed it. Some of our players said he was offside. The others stopped. Some of them stopped. Some of them carried on. The second one's not good neither. And the third one, I don't know what George... George is probably our most experienced player there, and he's been outstanding for us this season, but he's made a mistake there. And at 3-1, it sort of deflates you. At 2-1, you still got a chance. But we didn't give up. We still had a go. So, 72 places between the two teams. I don't think you could have seen that on the day. So we're happy with our performance, apart from the 5 minutes of madness. Look, we've been doing this job a long time. We've actually worked in the Football League and we worked in the Conference National, and we've done ever so well in both leagues. 75% of your goals at any level are going to come in around the six-yard box. And they scored, I think, two and maybe one just outside the six-yard box. If we don't mark, we don't do the right things in the areas, then you're going to get punished. He may have been unsighted, I'm not too sure, but he's come across one of our defenders and he scored. But you take I keep going on about it, but I actually thought, what's happened? It was like bang, bang, straight away. At 2-1, we don't make that mistake, we've still got a chance. And the crowd, just before the half-time whistle, were turning. So, listen, it is what it is. We've done ever so well to come so far. We know we was never going to win this, but to come and ply our trade against a Football League club 72 places higher and not disgrace ourselves, I think, was a credit to the boys.
Dover's FA Cup dreams are also over. They failed to make it through to the third round after being beaten 3-0 by Peterborough United. Boss Andy Hessenthaler says they tried their best.
Performance was excellent. Said there, you know, we've come to a League One side at a flying at the moment as well, and more than matched him in good spells in the game. And I thought second half would come out, and we stood at half time. We just got to find a little bit more quality because we've given the ball away a bit too cheaply at times. You know, not really under pressure either when we've given it away. And we knew that our game plan was to come and make it difficult for them in terms of going to press the ball, and I thought we did that excellent today. But if we do that, when we win it back, don't give it back to them. And I thought we did a little bit of that first half, but second half, we'll come out. And we got away with a couple of situations in the first half where they've, you know, missed chances. And that helped us really at half time because we said, look, keep believing, find a bit more quality, we can score, we'll get a goal. And you know, I thought we deserved to, second half. I mean, up until the second half, we were the better side. Like I say, a lot of teams might have folded there, especially going away from home to Peterborough. They could have lost their, you know, completely dropped their heads, and it could have been over as a contest within 20 minutes. Because, like everybody says, when you come away from home, or even at home, the first 20 minutes is crucial. Stay in the game, don't do anything silly. Unfortunately, Will, you know, he's held his hands up, he made a mistake, and, you know, it was a great effort. As you say, but credit to the boys, we kept our heads, we kept going, and we kept working, we caused them problems. But as I say, second half, you know, we hit the outside of the post, and then they went up the other end and scored, yeah. which is a shame. But before that, you know, definite penalty for me. Ricky definitely got caught. He's got a gash on his shin to show for it as well. Could have been a handball leading up to that as well. So I think the ref got that one wrong. The third one, I'm not even going to talk about that, really, because it weren't our fault. It was the official's fault. He's 2 yards offside. I think everybody in the ground can see that on the screen. It was embarrassing, and he can't get that wrong, really. So, I mean, I say at that time, I thought we was on top, and we looked like a team that could go and get a goal. And you know, the second goal has killed us, really, as a contest, which is a poor goal. You know, I need to have a look at it again. But as you say, we're more matched. I've already had a look at the stats. I think they had 15 shots. We had 11. They had six corners. We had six corners. But we're away from home. So I expect them to have a bit of that, to be honest. I thought the fans were outstanding today. They started, you know, obviously the start of the game, they were singing in right to the end, and they clapped us off. And, you know, I'm glad we put a performance on for them. Gutted that we didn't get through because, you know, listen, we knew it was going to be a tough one to get through because of the, you know, the team we was playing. But you know, credit to the fans as well. They come out and done great for the boys today.
On to cricket, and England face an uphill battle to win the second test and draw the series against New Zealand. Joe Root's score of 226 helped the tourists reach 476 in their first innings, but the hosts finished day four overnight on 96 for two, meaning they trail England by just 5 runs. Ken's Joe Denley only managed 4 and Zach Frawley got just 1. And in ice hockey, it's been a disappointing weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They lost 7-4 to Haringey Huskies away from home in the Southern Cup on Saturday. And in the South Division 1, they were beaten 5-2 by Oxford City Stars at the ice rink in Gillingham last night. The Mows are currently 6th in the table. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.